We begin our coverage of the bushfires in Victoria this morning, where rain has given firefighters a little bit of a break across East Gippsland, which is great news, but residents are being warned to remain vigilant. Around a million hectares have now been burnt in Victoria, and four people remain missing. Luke Hegarty is the Country Fire Authority State Control Centre spokesperson. Luke, thanks so much for joining us and giving us your time this morning. How many fires are burning in Victoria at emergency level?
Good morning. So we've still got two emergency warnings in place in Victoria. They're related to the same complex of fires, and they're in Far East Gippsland. So yesterday, whilst we saw a bit of a respite in some of the fire conditions, we did still see some winds continue to push a couple of fires in the far east part of Gippsland towards the New South Wales border. So communities in the far east corner of the state sat under an emergency warning for all of yesterday.
And four people were missing in East Gippsland overnight. There were a much higher number of people missing earlier on. Is there any update on that figure?
No, so we're still working to a figure of four people who are unaccounted for. Certainly really good news in the past couple of days to see that number continually revised down, and we know that over the coming days that'll continue to be a focus for police and emergency services to try and work out the whereabouts of those last four people.
Do we have any idea where those four people went missing?
No, we just know that they're associated with the broader fire impact, and that's something that police are working through to make sure that they can identify those sorts of details.
And Luke, do we have a better sense of just how many properties have been lost in these East Gippsland fires at this stage?
That's something that we started work on yesterday and will continue today. Unfortunately, we've been challenged over the last week with access to some of these communities to really undertake proper property assessments. To give you a bit of context, yesterday we really reached a number of isolated communities for the first time in a number of days. We were able to get in by air with RAF helicopters, and that meant that was the first contact we'd been able to establish with a couple of communities and check in on them in terms of their immediate needs. So in terms of being able to then do the assessment of property loss, that would be a secondary phase for us once we've made sure that we've addressed the immediate needs of the community.
Okay, interesting to hear you talk about cooperating with the Defence Force there. Of course, over the weekend, the federal government announced more input from the Defence Force with 3,000 extra ADF personnel being sent in to help. How are you going coordinating with the Defence Force, and how soon will those extra personnel be on the ground helping out?
We'd already been receiving support from the Defence Force before that announcement on the weekend, and we'd integrated them into a number of functions, both the rescue and evacuation missions through East Gippsland, but also some support in terms of undertaking the impact assessments, which helps us identify the property losses. In terms of coordination, we've got a number of Defence Force personnel based at the State Control Centre along with the other emergency services. So we've integrated in to our management structure here on the ground. We've got people working well together, so having the support is fantastic, and we know that based on the success that we've had so far that we'll continue to be able to work through appropriate tasking for the personnel who have been identified over the past couple of days, and that means that we can then work on what priority tasking we can give to our firefighters in particular, if that means that the defence support frees up some of our personnel to undertake other tasks.
Luke, we've all been watching the scenes unfold in Mallacoota, that Far East Gippsland holiday spot, much loved by many Australians, and we saw the Navy ships come in and rescue some of the people there, the vast majority, but there were some left in town. Has everyone been evacuated that needs to be yet?
We had great success yesterday using aircraft to move around 400 people out of Mallacoota. We know that there's still some people still who have now registered to be evacuated, which we believe we'll be able to achieve today as long as the weather's on our side.
So how many people are left there?
We've still identified around 300 people who have registered to be evacuated, and so that's something that we'll work through today. But in addition to being able to get in yesterday and evacuate those people who'd registered to be evacuated, we've also been able to continue to supply food and water and fuel into the community, which is important for those people who are remaining there.
And Luke Hegarty, what conditions are you expecting weather-wise over the next few days?
So we're looking at some more settled conditions, some cooler temperatures. It gives us a couple of days to work on some containment options for these fires, particularly to try and limit the spread towards communities. We know that by Thursday we've got to return to some fire weather, so the hot northerly winds are back by Thursday, so that'll continue to challenge us and potentially put communities back under threat from Thursday. So although we've got a bit of respite, we still know there's a lot of fire burning out there, and that's why we've still got the number of watch and act messages across East Gippsland and in the northeast of the state, so that people remain very, very aware that there's a lot of fire still burning and that it's not going to take much, particularly when we see that return to the warmer, windier weather, for those fires to spread again.
All right, Luke Hegarty, thank you so much for all the hard work that you're doing, and thank you so much for giving us your time on RN Breakfast.
Thanks very much.
Luke Hegarty, he's the State Control Centre spokesperson for the Victorian CFA.